The Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 19th, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at some of the programs that outgoing President Barack Obama put in place for women and girls during his tenure. And we'll also look at what programs women can expect and are hoping for under the incoming Donald Trump administration. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina jemadzimai musakanganwe.
Olesine lobo mama. Don't forget that we are also now live streaming on our Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele and like us if you haven't done so already, so you can join in the conversation.
PJ, we have a very interesting topic tonight, and as you know, this is probably the last women's forum we're doing, last women's roundtable we're doing under the Barack Obama administration. Yes. So the next time the people see us, we will be under the Donald Trump administration. So tonight on the women's roundtable, we are looking at some of the programs that outgoing President Barack Obama put in place for women and girls during his tenure, especially those in Africa and Zimbabwe. We will also look at what programs women hope for under the incoming Donald Trump administration. What are your views on the issue?
And the outgoing President Barack Obama is credited for having initiated a lot of programs for women and girls that saw a number of Zimbabwean women and girls visiting the United States for exchange programs in business and other related fields.
Yes, PJ, an interesting point that I need to make right now is that I was actually privileged to cover the, you know, both Mandela Washington Fellows that, you know, occurred under President Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And I was able to actually watch him delivering his address to the young YALI fellows that had come in from Zimbabwe, especially women. And he mm-hmm. really encouraged the women on that program to have a voice and to speak out and to be able, you know, to be heard. So for me personally, you know, I'm hoping that this program will continue. Of course, now I'm sure I will no longer be covering it because it's for the young fellows. So I've now graduated, I think. Mm-hmm. So one of the most popular programs, like you were saying, mm-hmm. was the Mandela Washington Fellowship. And we were privileged to have, even on our program, do you remember, yes. Tari Rotandi?
Mm-hmm.
She was here on the program. Even Nyari came also. Nyari Mashaya Mombe was on Community Solutions. And we have several other women that we featured here on the Women's Roundtable that actually did benefit from some of the programs that were done under the President Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. But as we were saying earlier on, the program for the YALI, people came here for 6 weeks. And mm-hmm. We saw that this year there were actually more women, or, you know, compared to the previous number of people that came to the U.S. So that was very, very encouraging. And we're hoping that they are actually excelling back in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and there are so many other programs and fellowships that are benefited the women from Zimbabwe. And that also came to our program, like Glanis. What's her name now? She's in the U.K.
There's also Sally Dura, who came under another... I think it was a State Department sponsored program. And mm-hmm. even they actually do sponsor also for Zimbabwean women to go to other African countries
yes.
especially the business people.
Justina Mkoko, mm-hmm. she also came on another program.
Yes, so it's been really exciting. But yes. we also, under President Barack Obama, we saw his wife, Michelle Obama also, you know, initiating her own programs for Africa. And, you know, although the program is not in Zimbabwe, she was promoting the education of girls under her
behind every
under her
successful person. There is also a woman behind it.
Mazwano, PJ, they're actually saying beside.
Beside.
But I was privileged, like I was saying earlier on, to actually have covered an event where Mrs. Obama, Michelle Obama, actually addressed the young Mandela Washington Fellows and gave her own account on how she, when growing up, you know, people had looked down on her, saying that she couldn't be, she as a girl, she was not supposed to be yearning to go to such, you know, Ivy League colleges like Yale, you know, like Stanford, like Harvard. But she said, don't let anything come in your way. In fact, you have to, you know, work twice as hard to prove that you can also do it.
You can do it.
So it was very inspiring, because when you look at someone, she said, I didn't start off as a first lady. That's one thing. But what got me where I am is I persisted. I got my education. So by the time I met Barack Obama, he knew that I was a woman who had everything.
You know, Akarongeka.
So, yes. So she was encouraging that young girls of today, you know, get your education first. Participate in any of these programs that you see being offered. I think, you know, I'm hoping that the new upcoming administration will continue some of these programs.
Yes.
But PJ, I understand that we have our soundbite ready for us to just hear about, you know, what other people are saying about Mr. Barack Obama's legacy.
Well, Obama... Munguva yavo yekunge vari muWhite House, vanhu vazhinji vanogona kunge vasingazivi izvi. Asi kubudikidzira neState Department ravo, vakava nemaprograms mazhinji kuAfrica, munyika dzakasiyana-siyana, aisapota nezvevakadzi. KuZimbabwe takanga tine mumwe wavo, mumiririri wavo, vanoitwa Nikki Fox. Akanga ari mumiririri wavo nezvegender. Imwe program yavakaita yakanga iri yekuti tingabatsirisei mafemale journalists muZimbabwe. Vakainvesta zvekare mukuunza vanhukadzi, kunyanyanye vakadzi vechidiki muMandela Fellows program yavo. Munhu wekutanga akauya kuno aive munhu wechirume. Asi mukazotarisa makore akateera gore negore, dzimwe nguva kwaigona kutouya vakadzi vakaenzerana kuwanda nevanhu vechirume. Saka vaObama munguva yavo vachibatana namai Michelle Obama vakanga vari vanhu vanonzwisisa kuti vanhukadzi muAfrica vanoda rubatsiro rwakati o, panodiwa maprograms ekusimbisa kuti vakadzi vabudirire. So zvizhinji zvavakaita munguva yavo kunyanya kuburikidzira nekuAfrican continent. Mai Michelle Obama pane movie tingati chidocumentary yakaitwa gorera kunopera last year. Pavakauya kuAfrica vachitenderera nyika dzakasiyana, kuLiberia, kuKenya. Vachitaridza nezvedzidzo dzevanasikana kuti vanasikana tingabatsirisei kuti vazhinji vavo varambe vachienda kuchikoro. Vana vasaroorwe vari vadiki. Ndiwo mamwe atinotiwo malegacies aBarack Obama naMichelle Obama. Kana kune vakadzi vekuZimbabwe vakateerera, ini ndiri mumwe wevakadzi vari member yeorganization inonzi Women for Women Solidarity. Tiri kuita campaign inonzi She Votes 2018, tiri kuti vanhukadzi hatingacheme kuti zvakati zvedu hazvisi kumiririrwa kana isusu tisiriwo kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika kana tisiri kutaura kuti zvii zvinhu zvinotinetsa. Saka ngatiunganei zvakataurwa navaObama, ngatiorganizei. Ngatitaurei kuti zvii zviri kutinetsa, ngatiproposeiwo masolution ekuti tinoda kuti maproblems edu iwayo aaddreswe sei, asi zvinofanirwa kubva kwatiri isusu sevanhukadzi. Saka hatifanirwe kunyarara kana kungonzwika izwi yedu panyaya dzepaFacebook kana zvimwe zvinhu zvakadaro daro. Zvinhu izvozvo zvese zvakakosha hongu, asi panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vanhukadzi ngatirakidzeiwo kuti tiripo, kuti takazvimiririra, kuti tinoziva zvatinoda. Nekuti kana vanhu vechirume vachinge vapinda muhurumende, ndosaka ini ndakanyanyisa kurwadziwa nekusahwina kwamai Hillary Clinton. Kana vanhu vechirume vachinge vapinda muhurumende, hatingavatruste kuti vachaziva zvatinoda isusu. Nekuti havasi vanhukadzi. Saka isusu tinofanirwa kutaura, tiorganize, tivote, tisapotane sevanhukadzi. Iro ronjiro shoko rangu randiri kutaura kwese kuti vanhukadzi, let's engage.
PJ, we heard there from Dr. Chipo Dendere, who will also be coming in as our guest. But I had asked, you know, for a video of Michelle Obama, the first lady's Let Go's Lens, so we'll be told when it's ready. But I understand we'll come back to you, PJ.
Yeah. Siyalemukela uhlelo lethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo asihluzene bomama, lapho esikhanyela khona imbali yalowo kade ngumongameli weMelika osegcina lamhlanje umongameli Barack Obama okweminyaka eyisishiyagalolunye mbili okade lokhu ebusa. Njalo ule mbali ende ebukekayo ikakhulu kwabesifazane ule nhlelo ezithile azisungulayo yena ngokwakhe esibalise ngaso lo mavelas lapha uhlelo lweyali olwaletha abesifazane abatsha abaningi sibili iningi labo belokhu isilinganiso sabo belokhu sisengeza minyaka yonke. Nyakenye sibone lokhu isilinganiso sabo inani labo lisanda ukwedlula elanyakenye lomnyaka ophelileyo phambili. Ikho-ke zinhlelo zonke lezo esizikhangelayo ukuthi wazenzela abesifazane abeZimbabwe. Njalo iningi labo sakhuluma labo khona lapha ehlelweni abanjengoGladys Hlatshwayo, abanjengoGlanis ohlale buyile kuhlelo lolu, uNyari Mashaya Mombe. Alabanye abaningi-ningi otariro negitare, otariro tandi, bonke bona labo babesuke eZimbabwe besiza lapha ngenhlelo ezazikhona phansi kombuso kamongameli Obama. Kanti-ke lo first lady umkakhe unkosikazi Michelle Obama laye wasungula inhlelo ezithile zokuphathisa abasakhulayo amantombazana, waphathe kanjalo kuhlelo loluyana omkhankaso wokuthi amantombazana engalotsholiswa esesemancane ama-early marriages. Waphatheka kulo hlelo phansi kwe-United Nations lezinye inhlanganiso zomhlaba. Ikanti-ke khona lapha eMelika waphatheka njalo emikhankasweni eminingi yokukhuthaza ukuba amantombazana anikwe amathuba okuthi aye esikolo ngumbuso kamongameli Obama wonke wona lo. Kanti-ke mina bentenanana ngemuva komuntu oyabephumelele okwamagama kumbe obukekayo kulo mkakhe laye uyabelandela emuva, uMavelas wangi-corrector wathi yena hhayi ngalezi suku awusathi wa behind kodwa-ke eceleni kwakhe.
Yebo mama. Aiwa PJ, nasi chokwadi muchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika iko kuno kuAmerica uko mangwana tichaona mutungamiri mutsva vaDonald Trump vachigadzwa pachigaro. Asi tisati tasvika zuva ramangwana tiri kumbotarisa kuti vaBarack Obama zvii zvirongwa zvavakaitira madzimai emuAfrica nemuZimbabwe zvekubatsira kuti upenyu hwemudzimai uendeke. Sekutaura kwaita PJ, pakange pane zvirongwa zvakawanda chaizvo. Takaona madzimai akawanda akabva kuZimbabwe achipfuura mamwe acho nepano. Takaona Mandela Washington Fellows yanga ine madzimai akawanda. Ini ndakakwanisa PJ kuita rombo rakanaka kuti ndakakwanisa kuenda kune ese Mandela Washington Fellows akaitwa navaObama, uyezve ndakaona kuti uwandu hwemadzimai wakaramba uchikwira pavakatanga vanga vari vashoma, pavakazoita iya vakapedzisira iyi vanga vati one day. Uyezve uchitaura nemadzimai vaisaiwa isusu tiri kufara nekuti tiri kupiwa mukana wakafanana nevarume. Saka sekutaura kwawaita mazuva ano taakuti mudzimai anenge ari pai padivi pemurume. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tichitarisa kwete kumashure. Takaonazve pasi pavaObama pakange pane madzimai akawanda akabatsirwa panyaya dzemabhizimisi vachiunzwa iko kuno, vamwe vachiitawo zvimwe zveumhizha. Pane vamwe vakauya kuAmerica
scientist
zvakawanda wanda PJ. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa kuti ko vari kuuya ava vaDonald Trump pane here zvavachaitira madzimai, uyezve vazhinji vari kuti aiwa regai timbova pachi mukana. nekuti munhu achiri mutsva mangwana vachagadzwa uyezve tiri kuona kuti first lady varipo pari zvino vachasiya basa mangwana vakange vane chirongwa chavo chekukurudzira vasikana vechidiki kuti vaende kuchikoro uyezve nekushora kurodzwa kwevana vasati vabvazira pasi pechirongwa ichi chinonzi nekuti chichaenderera mberi Let Girls Learn uyezve vakaenda vakanoshanya kunyika dzemuafrica dzakasiyana siyana kunyange havo vasina kuuya kuzimbabwe
asi South Africa
nedzimwe nyika dziri kuchamhembe uku asi tiri kuda kuonawo kutaura kuri kuita madzimai akawanda kuti vari kuuya amai Melania Trump vanenge vachiunzawo zvipi kumadzimai saka amai Melania Trump vari kuunza chii kumadzimai ndo zvimwewo saka asi vanhu vakawanda vari aiwa imbova paimukana saka ndo zvatichange tichizeya ipo pano kuti kana pane avo vakapindawo muzvirongwa izvozvi kana vari kungoshuwirawo kupa mazwi ekukorokotedza vanga vari amai Michelle Obama kana Barack Obama vakusiya basa kana ivo vaDonald Trump vari kupinda kana amai Melania Trump vari kupinda munokwanisa kupinda pachirongwa nhasi mumbonyatsotipewo pfungwa dzenyu kuti zvii zvamuri kutarisira tinoona kuti pava Obama vakasiya vapedza vasakura vapedza taakuchitanga ndima yavadonald trump saka ndo zvatiri kuzeya nhasi kuti mune ramangwana zvii zvavachaitira mudzimai nemwanasikana tiri panyaya iyoyo
kulalavo avavesavela kuti yengxenye yombuso olandelayo uzabezabadalela umona kumbe abanye njalo ngabakhuthaza ukuthi asibakhulekeleni bona laba esibesabelayo ukuthi yengxenye bazaphosisa kulapho endleleni lapho kade kusenziwa khona ngunkosikazi Obama kanye lo mongameli Barack Obama okukhuli kumbakhulekela
PJ I think our video is now ready before we go to our guests so we can just hear what you know First Lady Michelle Obama did in Africa under her Let Girls Learn.
And our eyes like the day, our eyes are.
Singer Andra Day is one of several prominent women lending her voice to Let Girls Learn, an international effort to promote education for girls who currently are not in school. At the White House, Day joined National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Academy Award-winning actress Meryl Streep, and four young girls who personally met First Lady Michelle Obama. Last summer, Mrs. Obama visited the African countries of Liberia and Morocco, where she said many young girls struggle to get any education at all. Tuesday, she said many have answered the program's call to action.
Time and again, we have seen that whether it's a head of state, a corporate CEO, or a teenage girl here in the U.S., when people hear your stories, the stories of girls who aren't in school, they're moved and they're outraged. And better yet, they want to help.
Before screening a new CNN documentary about the program, actress Meryl Streep told the audience that attitudes toward young girls must change for the betterment of the world.
The whole family has to be in on this, the human family. Yeah. And so that's what I do hope. I think we need to help boys to understand that the door has to be opened and not out of chivalry. It has to be opened to give access to half the population.
The young girls who shared the stage with Streep described having to walk several kilometers just to attend class. But despite setbacks, they say they have made a symbolic journey inside the classroom.
We have a girl in our group from Morocco who does mechanical stuff. I mean, she's going to start her garage, which is something that we thought that only boys do.
You are very, very important in the society. So as a girl child, please hold on to yourself that and know that you are someone in the future. Maybe you may think now that you're nobody for today, but in the future, you got a role to play.
In an op-ed piece on CNN.com, Mrs. Obama called the issue a personal one for her, saying financial aid helped open doors toward her college education. The U.S. is investing more than $1 billion in Let Girls Learn programs, and the World Bank will invest more than $2 billion over the next 5 years. Robert Raffel, VOA News.
PJ, a very moving piece there, actually compiled by one of our colleagues here at VOA, chronicling some of the work that First Lady, U.S. First Lady, outgoing First Lady Michelle Obama, you know, has been doing in other parts of Africa. And we're hoping that, you know, Zimbabwe can actually learn from some of these things that we're seeing happening. And, you know, hopefully the incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, will also tell us, you know, what programs she has for Africa and Zimbabwe in particular. And PJ, I had actually the opportunity to speak to some Trump supporters yesterday, some women. Some of, you know, the things that they were saying was very encouraging, because I spoke to one lady who actually said she's here for the inauguration, but she is also going to attend the Women's March Against Trump on Saturday, because she says she wants to learn why women are not happy with the Trump administration. So when she learns why women are not happy, then that way maybe the you know, she can advise the administration on how to change its course towards women. So very interesting. Unfortunately, the video didn't come through, but very interesting perspective there from women. But I understand we have our guest on the line, Dr. Chipo Dendere. Hello.
Hello, hi Mave.
How are you doing, my sister?
I'm great, thank you. There's so much exciting stuff going on.
Yes, there's a lot of exciting stuff.
In Gambia, everywhere.
Yes, you know, the amount of news that's out there, this all at the same time is, you know, really mind-boggling. But today, this is our last women's program under the Barack Obama administration. So I wanted to just hear from you. I know I spoke to you earlier on last week on some of the legacies that you, you know, were saying you are happy about that President Obama actually put into place for women and girls.
So I think I talked about his work in Zimbabwe, and his representative in Zim at the time was Nikki Fox, who's done a lot of gender work. Unfortunately, she moved on, but I understand we have someone else. There was the work with female journalists. There was the work that you mentioned where they brought in Zimbabwean business women. So one of them was the founder of Jewel Magazine, which I thought was pretty cool. I'd never imagined that in Zimbabwe we could have our own glossy, nice magazine that's founded by a woman. And now that same woman, I was looking her up on Twitter as you were speaking, and she started making dolls, you know, black dolls, the kind that maybe we used to make in the village when we were little, and they're environmentally friendly. So opportunities for women like that. And there was another program for women who run NGOs.
Yes.
That came to Washington, and I think Nyari was one of them. Nyari, who does Tali in Zimbabwe.
Masha Mombe, yes.
Masha Mombe. So there's been a lot. But I was also thinking, because, you know, today is his last day, and what it means for me as a young African professional. And in the last few months, I've been doing job interviews.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is, but I feel that with Michelle Obama being in the first house, in the White House, the way that people see us has been very different. Our ability to negotiate for ourselves and to stand up for ourselves and to say, hey, look, I am the expert on African politics. It doesn't have to be a white old man, and it doesn't have to be a black man. It can be a young African black woman. So for me, that's huge, just what they've done, the kind of empowerment that they've given us women is phenomenal. And then in the U.S., of course, you know, and you know Michelle Obama's program, which you were just talking about, Let Girls Learn. But something else that Michelle Obama did is talking about fitness and women and saying
yes, especially for the young school-going age.
And even older women, right? If you go to Zimbabwe right now, people are always shocked when I say this. If you go to Zimbabwe, if you go to not even the low-density suburbs, right, you will see groups of older women, my mom's age, in the 60s, who run every morning together. And one of them is my mom's friend, and she's in her 60s like my mom, and she said, you know what, I had been suffering from BP for a long time. And so now they run as a group of women at 5 in the morning, 10 kilometers every day. And talking about their health. And, you know, and I'm not sure that they can directly assign it to Michelle Obama, but there is something
she's had some kind of influence.
That influence, right, that our bodies are not something that we should be ashamed of.
Maybe, Doctor, if I may just come in there and just ask you to say what you just said in Shona for some of, you know, the people listening out there. kuti zvinja mungati imi zvakanyanya kukufadza imi sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica zvakaitwa nava Barack Obama tichinyanyo tarira madzimai nevasikana vechidiki.
Eva Obama vakaita zvakanyanyisa kuwanda. Chekutanga mai Obama kukurudzira dzidzo yevanasikana. Kuti iripo speech yavakambopa vachitaura nevanasikana vakati iwewe kana ukaona mukomana ndavanga ari mazwawo nechirungu it sounds better. Vakati ukaona mukomana unofanira kuzvifunga kuti dzidzo yangu yakakosha kukunda munhu uyu. Anenge aripo even anenge aripo kunyangwe ndikapedza chikoro changu kuti vasikana vadade nekudzidza kwavo. Tikadzokera kuZimbabwe tinoona kuti vakakurudzira kuuya kwevanhukadzi vanoona mabhizimisi. Ndataura nezvemudzimai ane magazini rake rinonzi Duo Magazine iko zvinova kugadzira zvidhori. Ndikataura nezva Isinyari Mashaya Mombe vanoita Tali organization inokurudzira zvevanhukadzi. Pane imwe organization inonzi USAP through the US Embassy and varipo pakubatsira vana kana vachiapplya kumacollege nemauniversities. Vaiwana zvekare rubatsiro kubva kuState Department and ndinovimba kuti rubatsiro rwanga rwakanyanya nekuti hurumende yava Obama ihurumende yaiona kuti dzidzo kunyanya dzidzo yevanasikana yakakosha.
Aiwa. Pakanaka Dr. Dendere, tumbuya kwauri PJ. Muramba makabata inyu.
Kuta kulo mlaleli.
Nzambo tisa pa holder. Ndisikuziva kuti sisi Judith Doma vapo here. Hello. Sisi Judith Doma ndisikuziva kuti vapo here. Vanenge phone yavo tichairamba tichivaedza nekuti vanga vafona ndafara chaizvo kuti ndivo vanga vaita
muterero
wedu wekutanga kufona. Asi endako.
Yeah. Lapa hoti ngiti ngamafichane okukhulunywe nguDr. Chipo Dendere akuboneleyo yena ngombono wakhe okwenziwe ngumbuso kamongameli Barack Obama kanye lomkakhe ikakhulu umkakhe usungule inhlelo ezithile ezokuqinisa umzimba eze fitness ezokudla kuhle health eating okumbe health diet. Ukuqinisa umzimba uthi yena nakusabalele kwaze wafika laseZimbabwe lapho abone khona abesifazane kumbe omama asebe badala sibili ogogo bebengena labo ekwenzeni ezokuqinisa umzimba kungabe ikugijima kungabe ikuhamba nje just walking labo abale diabetes labo abale blood pressure alabo abalenhlungu ezehlukeneyo abacetshiswa ngodokotela ukuthi ngabayenze ama-exercises okuqinisa umzimba. Yikho ke kade besenza ama-exercises wona lawo lokhu besenza lakhathesi okugijima just jogging in the morning kumbe ntambama nxa lapho umumo omkhathi uyabe ungatshisi kakhulu kumbe uyabe ungaqandi kakhulu kumbe uhamba nje uhamba entabeni uhamba epaki ukuhamba emangweni lapho esihlala khona befellowshipa bebonke yiyo into ayiqakathekise kakhulu. Wazoqakathekisa kakhulu ukukhuthaza amantombazana ukuthi aye esikolo imfundo iqakathekile kulokuthi bagijimele ukuya emendweni ethi amajaha wona lawo elokhu eligijimisana lawo azalimelela azabe lokhu ekhona lapho liqeda isikolo. Wazokhuthaza njalo udaba lokuthi amantombazana angendiswa masinya esisemancane ingakatholi ithuba lokuthi baye esikolo. Wazokhuluma futhi ngodaba olunye kade sesilukhohliwe marvelous olwama scholarships kulabo abantwana eloyisap olwa abantwana abasanda kuqeda uform 6 umbama A levels bayanikwa ithuba lokuthi bayaapply babuye ema-colleges akhona lapha sesike sahlangana labo abantwana abanjalo. Kukanti ke kwaba labanye ababili abasagcina silahlekelwa umphefumulo wabo omunye wathatha umphefumulo wakhe omunye wahlangana lengozi emota nxa sakhumbula 2 years ago owaba involved in an accident but wayebuye kuhlelo nalo olo USAP. njalo bathi bangafika ngapha babancedise ukuthi ba integrate into the society, i-American society. Kodwa ke bethatha ke ulwazi lona lolo bangagqiba izifundo zabo ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayincedisa ukuthuthukisa ilizwe. Ngezinye zezinhlelo eziningi ezithe zaphathiswa abasifazana kumbe amantombazana aseZimbabwe ababuye khona lapha eMelika kungamathuba adalwe ngumongameli Barack Obama kanye lomngakhe unkosikazi Michelle Obama.
PJ, tinenge tine mumwe munyarikani, Sisi Sharon Mugochi, vari parunare. Hello, Sharon. Hello, Sharon. PJ, kuti.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. I thought maybe, you know, something was going on with the line.
Yeah, I think maybe you couldn't hear me for a few seconds there.
Yes, welcome to the program. You are a young Zimbabwean lady based here in the U.S. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you think of the outgoing President Barack Obama, his legacy, especially for women and young girls from Zimbabwe.
All right. Of course, my name is Sharon Mugochi. I relocated to the U.S. I think I've been here for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Barack Obama, well, what can I say? He was a great president. He was greatly loved, you know, as is evident with, you know, his ratings having gone up recently in the last month as he's exiting.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had a very great legacy, most of which is trying to be pulled down by the, you know, the incoming administration. I'll look at things like Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good in the aspect of women mostly because it really promoted women's health care, you know. It not just holistically, everybody got an opportunity to an access to health care, but then also it promoted women's issues with regard to health, you know, and contraception, those kinds of things. So he was very good for women, for us. And as an immigrant, trying to relocate and trying to become settled, I found that, you know, that the process was definitely made easier. He made immigrants welcome and have access to, you know, just, you know, I'd say the American dream. And I greatly appreciated that because, you know, coming from Zimbabwe, I'm a feminist and, you know, I appreciated the fact that I could come here and be able to work hard, you know, and be able to get out what I put in from the hard work. And I think it was largely made possible because of the Obama administration.
Mm. Sharon, tukona zvekuti iwe wakati uri kuenda kuratidzira kuchange kuriko nemusi wemugovera. Chimbotisana ngoro kuti kuratidzira uku ndekwei uye zvechicha kuita kuti iwe semusikana wechidiki wekuZimbabwe ufunge kuenda ikoko.
All right. Kwandiri kuenda musi weSaturday, January 21, inonzi Women's March on Washington, D.C. Of course, now there are several chapters in each of the states, and people are now marching in their own states. But we will be going there to lend our voice. Nekuti atina vakadzi vazhinji, especially vari kuenda, havana kufara nezvizhinji zvakataurwa na new president-elect Donald Trump. Maererano nekodzero dzevakadzi. You know, there was an audio tape that was leaked, and he said very derogatory things against women. And just generally, he has, you know, he has expressed that he doesn't think very much of women. And as a woman myself, even as an immigrant, we're not just marching about, you know, kadri zvakadzi, but sevakadzi, tinomirira muri yese, tinomirira nevakomana, you know, vana baba, vana sekuru, because that's our role as women. So when I'm going to march, me personally, I'm going to march for Kodzero Zangu as an immigrant. I want to know that they will be respected. I also really, really am passionate about Black Lives Matter. It's a movement that concerns me. I have a father. I have brothers. I have a lot of young black males who are in my life, and I want to make sure that every time they go out and they can come back and they're not going to be harmed. That's one thing I was really passionate about. And also,
Asika Sharon vamwe vanoti madi mambopa ivo va Trump mukana nekuti tirikuona kuti vachangotanga basa sei madzimai nevamwewo vari kwakawanda wanda vafunga kuti aiwa regai tipinde munzira.
Oh yeah, that's true. I saw an article recently that expressed to say basically look at his heart, not what comes out of his mouth. But essentially, even the Bible itself says the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. and what we see is very negative, you know, with regard to just human rights. It's a concern, you know, because for us to come out and say this is because we've seen that his ideals are off the mark with regard to progress. I don't think in his administration, Tichafamba Mberi, as he was campaigning.
Aiwa, tinotenda sisi Sharon Mugochi. Tichazokubatai kana muchinge maratidzira kuti tinzwe kuti zvakafamba sei. Pamwe tichakuona ikoko nekuti tinenge tiriko tichimboona kuti zvii zviri kuitika. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, PJ.
Yeah. So kulom ohloniphekayo. Ngimnqosileyo ukuthi abuye kuhlelo lwethu unkosikazi Thoko Sibanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello, Linda.
Hayi, nyaphila linjani?
Hayi, as complain.
Yeah. Siyakubeka konke kumdala.
Kakhulu.
Yeah. Wena ubekhona unkosikazi Sibanda ngombuso kaMongameli Barack Obama. Elo nkosikazi wakhe unkosikazi Michelle Obama okweminyaka ezitshiyagalombili edluleyo kuyini osibisibili ongathi wena wakukhwabitha embusweni wabo?
Ubaba lo wasengena wathola konakele kakhulu, kwakonakele kwakungela msebenzi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi mina ngafikela endaweni yona leyo yangakini ngapho eSilver Spring. Sasesimuva siye Georgia. Sasika saqala imisebenzi khona ngale yasiphelela ngesikhathi sikababa lwana wayekhona wokuqala ngizokumkhuluma igama lakhe.
Yeah.
So ama-industries abe wohlokile wonke izindlu, intengo yaya phansi, abantu bavalele bathathelwe izindlu ngamabhenki.
Especially ngo 2008.
Ehe, into zonke lesiya. Wangena lo muntu walungisa into zonke sezibheke phezulu. Kukhanya ngani into ziyalunga, seziphumelela. Ilifa lonke leli konke lonke. Ayelicabange sibili ukuthi amandla onke awafakileyo phezu kokuthi ube uzafaka lesikhiwa phakathi ube bemhophoza okungakanani. Yonke into kade zama ukuyenza bemzimbe, kodwa into azenzileyo abantu sebele msebenzi, izindlu sezithenyeka. Mina njengami ngiku-real estate, ngi-realtor lapho engikhona, things are looking good. Kodwa khathesi ama-editorials esiwatholayo asitshela ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthengisa indlu kumele uyithengise nge-first 2 years zizala umongameli obuyayo.
Yeah. Asigxile kakhulu kwabesifazane. Izinhlelo bani owazibonayo wena ziphathisa abesifazane baseZimbabwe lakhona lapha eMelika?
Lapha eMelika ikakhulu ngoba eZimbabwe ngilabo abantu abaningi abasele khona sesabalika sona. Lapha i-affordable care ngokwayo.
Yeah.
Ibuthelele into eziningi, especially birth control. You know, all those things. Umama nje ngokwakhe lokuthi nje ama lokuye ugocela wonke umuntu hayi abesifazana ama conditions obe ulawo before uthole insurance ukuthi abe covered nxa lokho sokuzaphela vele impilo iphile kanjani ungakwazi ukuthi uyezelaphise uyelayo mali yokuzelaphisa. Angazi kuzaba nzima iminyaka lezayo. So asazi ukuthi sizamkhumbula bakithi mntana abantu sizabakhumbula basebenzile Like diabetes type 1, which is because of ingaba prevented ngokuthi abantu bazikhangele the way abadla ngayo, the way abaphila ngayo, just nje to be active. Ithiwa kuyini into yakhe lani abathi let's move. It's nothing but just ukumuva nje kuphela, umzimba kumele uhanjiswe. Njengoba let's say ule bhasi ingahlala limile linga-oyilwa lingasebenziswa liyakomba lalo lingalokhu, lo mzimba lawo uyakomba. So ziningi izinto esizazikhumbula. Nxa kuzathi yonke into, I mean, khona ukufundisa ukuthi umuntu kazilimele, khathi siyakhala ngokuthi izinto zigcwele ama-pesticides, but ungazilimela endle eyadini yakho and ufake nje umquba wakho ungafakanga into eziningi. Can you tell me ukuthi ukudla okunjalo ozenzele khona okwaziyo ukuthi kuphuma ngathi? Yeah, it's just nje ukuthi kuyakufuthisa umuntu ukwazi ukuthi into yonke uzenzele.
Yeah.
Hayi ukuthi siphonge ukuthenga yonke into. Lokhu sikugcinela nje imali kuyasinceda ukuthi sisave izimali. Because uzenzele laphana uzange wazi wathatha igasi wangena wayangena ko-Walmart wayathenga ko-Walmart. Uzenzele ube ngumlimi waziprovidela wena ngokwakho. Izinto ezisimple ezinjalo ukuthi angazi ukuthi sizazithola yini ngonkosikazi womuthi ozayo. Sizabakhumbula laba bantu.
Bamba khonapho ecingweni ngike nikeze kumavelasi amavelasi Mrs. Thoko Sibanda. She's on the line. She's in New York, Anjo.
New Jersey.
She's in New Jersey. She used to stay here in Maryland. And then she moved to Georgia, and now she's in New Jersey, New York area. So she was basically reminiscing on what the benefits that she got from the Obama family, both the husband and the wife, on all the fitness programs that they initiated, the educational programs that they initiated. So basically that's what she was explaining.
I think we'll go
that
back
we're
now.
We're going to miss them a lot.
Well, let's wait and see. Maybe the incoming first lady will bring something really exciting too.
Let's give them a chance.
Yes. And I think we'll go to Dr. Dendere. Dr. Dendere, if you're still on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I was just saying that I wish learning Ndebele was compulsory in Zimbabwe because I only got bits and pieces of what I assume was a very, very tight conversation. I can still teach you. I am willing to learn.
You were talking about a program under which you are encouraging women to vote. But before we go to that one, tell us a little bit, you and also Sharon, who we spoke to earlier on, you were saying you're part of the women that are going to be in the women's march. What?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. Say mafunga uti mupinde pakuratidzira nemusuwe mugovera. Vamwana kuti komadi mambo mira mapa ivava Donald Trump mukana.
Maonero angu ndekuti mamach aya ana kutanga nhasi zvinhu zvine history muno muAmerica. And varongi vemach vakaona kuti mamiriro angakaita election sezvataurwa naSharon zvichaurwa zvakabuda zvichiburikidza kubva kuna vaDonald Trump nekampeni yavo zvakasiya vanhukadzi vazhinji vari very worried nekunetsekana kuti saka zvinhu zvese zviya zvatanga tambogadzira zvinenge zvakamira sei. Inini saprofesa pacollege ndinokuudzai kuti chinhu chiri kunyanyisa kutinetsa pamacolleges nemauniversities inyaya yesexual assault rape. Aisina udiki. Mufunge weekend yega yega kunoya tsamba yekuti nhasi kune munhu azonzwai. Asi muhurumende yavaTrump nevamwe vanhu vavasarudza even secretary wavo education akabvunzwa kunzi munotarisira here kuti muchasupporta inonzi Title IX. Mutemo wekuti kana munhu achinge aitwa sexual assault pane zvinhu zvinofanwa kuita. And havana kunyatsobuda pachena kuti zvinhu zvavachasapota here asi tichiziva kuti nyaya dzesexual assault pamacampuses muno muamerica inyaya iri kunetsa kuita nyaya dzezvebirth control pasati pava neObamacare pamwe munogona kunge muchitoziya pasati pava neObamacare munhu waifanwa kubhadhara mari kuti uwane mapiritsi ebirth control kana ringave jekiseni kana ingave loop kana chingave chii pakauya vaBarack Obama vakati kana uri munhu ane insurance uchibhadhara insurance yako zvinhu izvi zvinofanirwa kungovapo as part of your insurance handiti ungopiwa hazvifanirwa kuti ubhadhare extra saka vanhu vazhinji vari concerned kuti saka tichadzokera kumashure here muhurumende nyowani panyaya yekuti kodai tamirira president tinogona kudaro hedu asi handitimuri kuziva kuti kuri kuitwa maconfirmation hearing and ivava vanhu vanenge vakamirira president trump vari kubvunzwa mubvunzo iyoyi asi havasi kudayira kuti vacharamba vachiita title 9 here kuti Obamacare yacho kana vachiti vari kubvisa vari kuidzosera nei chii chavari kuisa ipapo havasi kubuda pachena kuti kana vanhu vachiti hatidi maguns muzvikoro zvinhu zvamuchasapota here izvozvo kuti hatidi maguns muchikoro ko mapublic schools and isusu semaimmigrants vazhinji vedu vana vedu vanenge vachidzidza kumapublic schools vashoma maimmigrants vanokwanisa kuafforda maprivate schools saka zvinorevei izvozvozvo for vana vedu ndosaka vanhu vari kuenda kumach asiwo mach yachona it's not in antagonism kana mukateerera zvekutaurwa nemaorganizers isusu kuno kutiri kuitakura 5 buses 272 women I'm very excited 272 women musesarati and havasi vese vari kuti tiri kubva tavenga zvinhu zvese asi nyaya yekuti tiroda kuti from day one conversation iyoyo ive open from day one tisazoti 6 months later kodai takati kodai takadai
aiwa tinotenda mobobata makadaro Dr. Dendere PJ tina mukoma overseer vari panhare vari kusouth africa regai timbotora nekuti nhare nhasa amenu hadzisi kunyatsobatika zvakanaka mukoma overseer makadi henyu
ndipo makadi kwasikwangu
aiwa tiri wadi zvedu amenu muri kuona zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica mangwana pachange pachigadzwa mutungamiri mutsva vadonald trump uyezve vabarack obama vari kusiya basa na 12 o'clock inguva dzekuno vanenge vatoregedza basa munoona sei chiitiko ichi uyezve pane zvimwe here zvirongwa zvamunoziva zvamungati mafarira imi zvakaitwa navaObama nyanya zvakarerekera kumadzimai
ya zviripo zvandaiona zvainyanya kubatsirwa nemudzimai wavo kunhau dzemadzimai dzevasikana vechidiki ya vaikurudzira kudzidzo zvakanyanya
ehe saka tipeiwo kuti imi munozvionawo sei muri kufara here kana dai maiwana mukana wekutaura navaObama maivati chii kana mudzimai wavo
aiwa ndinovatenda nebasa ravakaita because kurudziro yavo yakanga yakanaka chaizvo uye vakabata basa zvakanaka chaizvo
aiwa tinotenda mukoma overseer
aiwa neni ndinotenda nekundirangarira muchiramba muchitaura neni pastudio 7
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu kunyange zvacho chiri chemadzimai asi nekuti nhare dziri kuramba tataiwa mukoma overseer ngavauye zvavo
aiwa neni ndinokutendai zvakanyanya murambe mune chido ichocho tichitaura zvakare
aiwa muvendedziwa rakanaka
ndinotenda
asi azumbo nkosikazi sipandaloke koni cingweni hallo
ngikhona
ye ukhulume lapha uDr. Chipo Dendere ngokuthi kuzaba lokutshengisela okukhona ngomgqibelo kodwa ke phela wena njengomkamfundisi abanye bathi litheni ukuthi like limnike ithuba umnumzana Donald Trump njalo limkhulekele ukuthi ayemukele izifiso zenu lendingo yokuzenu njengabesifazane wena ubona njani
ukumkhulekela sizakhulekela ngoba lebhayibhile lalo liyasitshela ukuthi sibakhulekele abakhokheli wethu kodwa ubaba lo yazi ukuthi nxa kathi ngathini nxa sekwesinye isandla angithi uthe ngena laba lo wethu ophumayo kusasa
bafunga ukuthi yonke into ayenzayo they are going to make sure ukuthi he fails. So lo he is unapologetic at all about yonke into ayenzayo, ukukhuluma kwakhe ngabafazi akulahlonipho. There is nothing that you can hold on to uthi isithembiso lesi engisithiwa ngumongameli ozangena. Njengathi abamnyama uvele kasikhandi siyakwazi abantu bangaqamba amanga bathi ye kwathinithini limpheni i-chance. Ye sizazama ukumnika i-chance ngoba emthandazweni siyabe simthandazela ngoba nxa kusonakala konakalela thina sonke, akonakaleli yena yedwa, you know. Whereas lo munye kazange simnike i-chance, aphiwanga chance lo. Wavele kwathiwa sifuna ukuthi angaze aphundelela nodlela esengu-thing. Wasebenzakala ukuhlubha umuntu ezondelwa umbala wesikhumba sakhe.
Yeah.
So lo olama-chance okuthi yena umhlophe akala problem yokuba lo mbala wesikhumba sakhe. Ubaba lo uvele angithi ngumuntu ole mali. Pho thina nje abantu esisebenza ekuseni lantambama esingakwaziyo ukuthi kuba billion or billion kunjani, uvele how is he going to relate to us?
Yeah.
There is no way he can relate to us. I mean like Professor Dr. Batman Mendere.
Yeah, Mendere, yeah.
Mendere. As you said, Uchi, this is not antagonistic. You know, it's a way of demonstrating Uchi. They have to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know Uchi, how else can I explain it, Uchi. I don't know. In the way rape woman campuses, going to all those things. They imlale lupes, if there was a kulume pendul. Ubeng ela nicho I clue. She had no clue Uchi what she's the kind of task that she's getting into. Ubuzwa yonke imbuzo ephonga kamanda engazwakali ukuthi uthenga. So ngitshele ukuthi nxa abantu bakhe laba abafakayo bengama-billionaires lawo benga-understand uhlupho lomuntu o-ordinary, sitsheleni ukuthi kuyinokuzaphuma khona. I'm not being unkind or unfair. I'm just saying, okay, we are replacing Obamacare. We replace our ngani.
Words of wisdom there.
Obamacare.
Napana.
Kana chinhu chematuro chaungabate kuti ndicho ini chataurwana nengirikiri naTrump kuti okay, plani yake ine izvi neizvi neizvi. It's replacing this part of Obamacare that wasn't really favorable for you and me or the doctors. No, hapana chiripo, akula lutho. Nothing. Kuti it will be good. Kupela yena angati kuti everything will be good. We'll make America great. Njani? Yonke into phela emele ibe lohlelo lwayo ukuthi uzayihambisa so.
Are you what? Not saying that azvinzwa.
Siyabonga nkosikazi Sibani.
Tombodzokera kuna Dr. Dendere, manga mambobata nyaya yezvamuri kuita kuZimbabwe. Nyaya yeprogram yenyu yekukurudzira madzimai kuti avhote kana mukakwanisa kumbotitsana nguroti zvii chaizvo zvamunei muri kuita.
In some ways, zvakafanana nezvekuitwa paWomen's March on Washington. Tinoziva kuti muAmerica less than 50% evanhu vakavhota mulast election. Saka maresults even though vaHillary Clinton vakawina the popular vote, but pane dambudziko kana vanhu vasiri engaged in politics. KuZimbabwe muna 2013, less than 50% as well of people turned out to vote. I can double check the numbers. KuHarare kwandakanga ndiri ndichivhota inini, line redu by 2 p.m. vanhu vanga vatopera kuvhota 2013. Panga pasisina line. Saka nezvimwe zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitika. Saka Maureen Kademaunga. Maureen, neni nevamwe takati we should do something about this. How do we get women engaged? So that vakadzi we about 52% of the population, we should go out and vote. But more than kuenda out kunovhota, tinofanirwa kuti titaure kuti zvinhu zvakakosha kwatiri ndeizvi neizvi neizvi muZimbabwe. Nyaza kuita siye zvokuitika kumavenda kumarari zvinoafekta vanhukadzi kudarika vanhurume. And chimwe chinhu chaunoona kuti hapana vanhu vari kunyatsomiririra inhau yekuti vanhukadzi vari muhurumende vashoma kana kuti varimo vacho havana interest yekupusha mawomen's issues. Saka isusu tisingatarise kuti unosapota bato ripi. Unosapota ZANU here, unosapota MDC here, unosapota People First here, unosapota chi. Tirikuti tiroda kuita kukurudzira vanhukadzi, young women kunyanya, 18 to 35, young women kunyanya, kuti let's get engaged. Let's get engaged for 2018. Let's be ready to vote. Ngati ranei for office. Kusangova vanhu vanovhota asi vanhu vanovhoterwa. Mazita edu ngave aripo pa ballot box. Saka musi weWednesday, takaita meeting yedu yekutanga. Ndandisipo zvangu nekuti ndirikuno. Asi kwakauya vakadzi almost 100. Vaibva mumabato akasiyana-siyana. Machechi, civil society, maprofessionals. Vakava ninguva yakanaka yekudiscussa kuti maissues edu ndeapi. Strategy edu ndeipi. Saka chinhu chatiri kubva nacho ikoko ndechekuti tiri kuramba tichiti vanhukadzi registei kuvhota. Dzidzai process, maelectoral processes emunyika yedu. Kuti kana uchifanirwa kuvhota zvii zvaunonida. Kana uchida kuva candidate zvii zvaunonida. Kana uchida kuva munhu anoseva in public office zvii zvaunonida. Nasi ndanga ndichiona mheno kana vamwe venyu makwanisa kuita tune in because the time ran about same time. Fadza Maere anga achiita live talk na mayor na town clerk.
Regai nimbokubatai muromo ipapo Dr. Dendere nekuti nguva yedu ndo yatidyana nei tichadzoka zvedu kune zvamataura izvo asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura napresident vari kuuya ava mangwana vaDonald Trump maivaudza kuti chii panyaya dzenyaya dzemadzimai zvii zvamungashuwira. Nekuti munhu achiri mutsva pamwe anga kunzwei tikaona zvizoitika.
Ndeimbele. Vanofanirwa kuziva kuti vanhukadzi tiri majority yenyika ino. Uye maissues edu akakosha. Asi more than that kuti vanhukadzi tasvinura kukunda zvatanga takamboita before. Saka tinenge tichivaona, tinenge tichivabatsira, asi tinenge tichivaquestiona. Nikuwa pusha kutivaite ma policies are progressive and are supportive.
Ai what? Notenda PJ wombo enda kune munyarikani wedu. Angoti kakaka nekuti nguva dzinenge dzadyana.
Ye, nkosikazi Sivanda.
Yebo.
Wena ungamcebisani umnumzana Donald Trump ngendingeko izangikhathaze izifiso zabesifazana.
Benza ngicela ukuthi wonke amashelo akhona abo mama angawathi awachiye njalo lanxa efuna ukuwathinte aqala kuzisise kubo mama. There's got to be research done see ukuthi uvalelani kuthatha how much of the budget ukuthi ufunde ama izinto ezinjenge birth control because umama yinsika yomuzi and imizi eminingi kuleli lizwe iba njengomama. I'm not saying good luck ekhaya akukho lokho but umama nguyobambi lokuza please shiyana lenhlelo zethu sizakubuza njengoba sise uchipetile ukuthi we'll be watching we'll be asking we need him to let those women's issues left alone they were working he all we need him to do is to improve on them if he's not improving do not abolish them.
Yeah, I see abonga nkosikazi.
PJ, I think you know time is really really not on our side but maybe Dr. Dendere you can just chime in there 30 seconds just give us your overall take about tomorrow and what Zimbabwe can learn.
Overall is that democracy remains the most beautiful and important form of government. The fact that tomorrow there will be an exchange of power peacefully, regardless of the marches, is something that we should aim to emulate. We don't want to continue seeing what we've seen in the Gambia. So American democracy is beautiful and it's precious and it's exciting to be a part of.
Wise words there. Thank you so much, Dr. Chipo Dendere, for having been our guest, and also to Sharon Mugochi. And I'm hoping that maybe we'll catch up with you ladies at the Women's March on Saturday. I'm not sure, but would like to understand what's going on. PJ?
Ye, ntata leli thuba lokubonga unkosikazi Thoko Sibanda osiphathisileyo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje njengoba incingo kumbe omakhala ekhukhwini eZimbabwe kade ihlupha kangaka. Kodwa siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Siyihluzeni bomama osevalelisa nguPraxitus Jeremiah. Sithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikelizayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye broadcasting the last women's roundtable under the Barack Obama administration. Next time you see us on here, we will be under the Donald Trump administration. Have a very good night.